You guys, I am so excited for today's episode, which Ula and I named The Owners Agree to My Terms. How many times, Ula, do you know people that are trying to figure out how to get other people to do what they want? They see something that they desire in their lives, but they think, how am I going to make that happen as if it's something outside of themselves?
Every day?
Yeah.
How's that?
Every day. And what ends up being some of the obstacles that come up when we're constantly looking at our external world and trying to think how to change it to what we want?
When you're focusing on only what is happening on the external world and not inside you, you keep focusing on what is already happening. And you keep learning from other people that you just need to focus on what's happening around you. And then you just keep producing more of the same. And you start believing all these crappy ideas that your parents and your teachers and people around you put in your head, like you can't have certain things because it's only available for certain few people.
Yeah. And so that is going to be the essence of what we're going to talk about today, is how to get rid of that bullshit way of living your life and how to get owners to agree to your terms, whether these owners are literal owners of something that you are desiring, like a car that's being sold or a new home, or these owners might be symbolic, where it might be people, situations that you want to change to your terms. Okay. And we're going to start exactly with what Ula pointed out, is that our focal point tends to be on the external. Let me look around my situation, around my circumstances, and let that be the gauge if what I desire can or cannot be a reality. Now, for those of you that follow us on Instagram, you got a little glimpse that I would be sharing something very magical that's been brewing for me. And it's even more magical that Ula and I are talking about this today, because I got confirmation today that it is full steam ahead. The owners have agreed to my terms, and we're going to use this as a little case study for how you go about manifesting in a way that actually leads to results. Because a lot of times when we hear inspirational talks, inspirational memes, inspirational quotes about manifestation, law of attraction, it can really leave a huge gap of not knowing or understanding how to actually make it work for us. And Ula, what's been your experience with what gets people in the way the most when it comes to manifesting on their own terms?
They don't make a decision. And example, yeah, and all our wonderful listeners you get to hear today, how Gladys kind of made a decision, but then she kind of didn't, and then she kind of did, and then she kind of didn't. So that is like the biggest issue. When you desire something, make a decision and stick with it, that this is what I want.
Okay, so here is what has been brewing for me, is that I am moving. And I have known that I really enjoy where I'm living at right now. It's easy living here, and I've said that consistently. But I have also had this dream of going to another place in Mexico that really just captured my heart the first time I was there. And even though nothing has moved me towards that destination, I continue to find ease every single day here. So anyway, it was time. I was clear that I was moving out of my current space, and it was time for me to move into a new home. And that is where all of the questioning started to happen. As I looked around my surroundings in my current space, I loved the nature around me. I loved the community feel. It was very easy to just, you know, take a golf cart and go to the store, go to the beach. I love that the beach was swimmable. But there were a lot of things that I didn't love about where I was at. And some of that included the energies that were around here, a lot of issues that I've had with my unit. So by looking at my external circumstances, I was using that as a gauge to assess what kind of potential home I could step into next. But because I have beautiful, beautiful people and guides in my life like Ula, I knew that I was actually being given a chance to get clear on what I really want so I can make a decision. I knew I really wanted the continued nature around me. I wanted peace and quiet around me, whereas right now I hear some of the highway noise. I wanted ease of being able to stroll around my neighborhood and see the beauty. I wanted to be able to have access to the ocean, but also see the mountains. And then I started to flip-flop. So Ula, when did you know that I was now not being clear in my decision?
Pretty quickly. And the thing is that, yes, you get to change your mind. Like, you don't have to stick with all the little nuances and fine details. You don't have to stick with those. But like in your case, 6 months ago, you told me that you want to be by the beach. You just want to see the beach. And you want to be on the mountains. And so you have to remember that there is a buffer of time with the universe, so that it's okay to want both of those, but you can't have it at once, both. Because can you decide like which one do you want right now or something? It's pretty hard to live on the mountain by the beach.
Kind of. Right. And that, you guys, that was 100% indicative of the flip-floppiness. And it was the uncertainty that was existing in my inner being. So this is actually not about, you know, like does Gladys need to live by the beach or the ocean or the mountains? It's more about my lack of clarity. So whenever you want to manifest something in your life, whether it's a new home, a new partner, new friendships, new money, whatever it is, it's get really clear on what you desire. And that process in itself is something that Ula and I have talked about in our past episodes, that getting clear on what you desire is something that we overcomplicate because we overthink, like I was doing. But it's actually the best exercise for you is to dream as expansively as you can. We forget that we are creators. And as creators of our lives, we get to create anything we desire. And when we know that reality, okay, when we are in full alignment with that, our only job is at that point to get super clear on what we want and then be open to receiving it. That's it. So, right? That's it.
And I want to add here, because this is something that would really freak out most people. Mm-hmm. And it almost freaked out you too. How long did you have that you knew that you needed to move out from your current space?
I found out and then got clear that I was ready to move out 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago, something like that. Yep.
Right. Right. And you have to be out by when?
Next week. So 3 weeks basically I had.
Yes. So think about that. How many people would completely freak out if they knew that I got to find a home and I got to move out of my current home in 3 weeks?
Well, everybody would freak out. And I have practiced this because in the last 2 years I've lived, I think now in 17 different homes in the last 2 years. So I've moved a lot and I've navigated through that. I need to have everything planned out. I need to know exactly where I'm going ahead of time to, I don't know where I'm going and I'm leaving my Airbnb on this morning. And by this afternoon, I need to find a place to stay. But it was actually back in January when I had that experience that it led me, okay, this is where I was led by the universe to live in a hotel for 1 month. And it was the most magical experience ever that I could have never predicted. So I've done enough work to build a foundation of knowing that these moments of change, these moments of transition, whether we plan them or don't, are actually ripe with the opportunity to dream ourselves into our desires becoming a reality. So, honey, I really love that you remembered what I said that I wanted when you first came to visit me back in the spring, because I don't even remember. And fast forward to a week and a half ago, all I could do was just think about, okay, what do I love? And I was looking outside of me. Mm-hmm. So I love this community. I love the ease. I love the golf cart lifestyle. I love the proximity to the beach. I love nature. I love quiet, looking around my surroundings. And then I did something that was even more limiting. I chose only three communities that I was open to looking at. Now, when this all changed, right, and this is through beautiful support from Ula, beautiful support from my dear friend Kirk Nugent, beautiful support from my other dear friend Juan Lam. You could do three have kind of been my powerhouse backers and really guiding me as I've been on my training wheels, getting my training wheels off of my bike. When I started to tap into what I desired, that was done through meditation. It was done through morning gratitude practice. So one habit that I picked up, there were three habits that I picked up during this time frame and that I committed out loud. So this is where I was super clear. I decided that I was going to move through this transition 3 weeks in as easy, stress-free, fun, and exciting a way as possible. I wrote that down in my journal. This is how I will move through this process. I'm not going to get sick. I'm not going to have any weird kind of shit happen. I'm not going to have any kind of upsets with my current unit. Whereas every week I'm, you know, there's something in this place that's been an issue. I'm going to make it smooth. And when I set that intention, I then picked up the habit of committing to my, after my meditation, doing a gratitude journal entry, which Ula, you've talked about, right? You and Kirk both do this. So I got a gratitude journal, started to do my gratitudes every morning after my meditation. And then lastly, in the evening, I would do something before I went to bed that would set me in the space of envisioning my dream home being mine and how it felt. Okay, this is super, super important, you guys. Once you're clear on your desire, you want to focus 100% of your energy on how it feels having that desire fulfilled. So what's it going to feel like when I open my eyes in the morning in my new bedroom? How do I see the outside? What is around me? How do I feel moving through my days in this house? What colors, whatever images you guys have, because you might get some very clear images. And I actually had snapshots of images of what this home was going to look like for the last several months. One day I did a journal entry after my gratitude practice, and I wrote down what this new home represented for me. And this was before I had any idea of new home and what it was going to be. Well, fast forward through a ton of details. I, 2 days ago, read that entry back. And it was check, 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 check. Oh my God, check, check. Holy shit, check, check, check. Is this for real? Oh my God, check, 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 check. And then I got in the way again. So there was basically a day of a little bit of back and forth with the owners of really establishing the terms that were going to feel best for both of us because they are renting this for the very first time. So imagine that, you guys. I am moving into a house. I've wanted to live in my own house. I really want to get some distance from energies around me. I've been living in a condo for the past 8 months. I wanted expansiveness, that feeling of expansiveness, of being able to see a vista in front of me, not just see trees in front of me like in a yard. I wanted expansiveness in my views and also expansiveness in my house. And it's exactly that. And with the owners, they wanted a tenant that was going to be very reliable, that's going to love the home. This home, it's stunning, you guys. I could go on and on, but I'm not going to. It's just everything that I specified clearly is here, and it's more than what I could have possibly expected. And in me seeing the more, like, is it possible? That's where I got in my way again. And what did you see on your end, Ula, with all the like, oh shit, now I'm doubting because it's not really possible that I can have this.
Well, of course you're going to have it. I knew you were going to have it. there was absolutely no question in my mind. It was clear. It was clear when you sent me the link to see the pictures of this home, I was like, oh, that's it. But I couldn't say that because it has to come from within. Mm-hmm. It can't come from me. I know the energy that your source is feeling and how all this is going to go. I can feel it, but it has to come from you. And so, of course, I was like, okay, Gladys, you're flip-flopping. Make a damn decision.
So here's, if you guys catch yourself flip-flopping on anything, even though you feel you're clear, but then you're hemming and hawing, your mind is going back and forth, it's usually a sign that you are starting to enter into self-doubt. And self-doubt happens for various reasons. But I think at the core level, there is a belief that you're carrying around that you are not worthy of this. It's not possible for you to have your dreams come to you that easily. It has to be harder, or you're being irresponsible, or you should be more practical. All these voices that condition us to really disconnect from going all in on what we desire. And so when the doubt came up again, like, holy shit. And but you guys, by the way, the process of me finding this home, I want to caveat this by saying I did not spend every hour of every day scouring every real estate agency online, looking through every Airbnb, every VRBO, every posting online, hounding people on the phone to like, what do you have now? What do you have? I wasn't doing that because I wasn't coming from a place of panic. Mm-hmm. So it's really important that your nervous system is calm. And if you're doubting, your nervous system is not going to be calm. So that's a great sign that you need to reestablish a sense of safety, security, protection, and love with your nervous system. That is through the reset remedy. Okay. So at that point, you can now shift your attention to getting that clarity back. And that is where being able to invest in your dreams doesn't mean you're working hard to make them come to you. It means you are putting all your energy into letting yourself receive it. So one thing that Ula has said in the past in one of our episodes is that when you want to manifest, you get clear on what it is that you desire and you don't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why is that so important, Ula?
Because you allow other people's opinions and energies affect you. And it is so easy. Like, for instance, in your case, you live in the place that has high and low seasons. And right now, it's high season there. And you were told over and over again that nothing is available. And what is available within 3 weeks? Your dream home, because you didn't allow those energies to get in the way. You didn't start listening to somebody else's opinions and energies and hear that, oh, it's not possible. It's not possible.
Totally. So that is really important, is that this doesn't need to be something that you're broadcasting to everybody and then letting yourself kind of get leached on by the people around you. And this was super, it's a sacred process, you guys. I think it's really important to recognize how sacred it is, because you're working with energy now, right? And you're really working with your energy, aligning with the energy of what you desire. So there were a few, you and Kirk, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You and Kirk were the only people actually that were in on this, that I was carrying, you know, I chose to carry you through the, I'm moving. And then I don't know where I'm moving to moment. Yeah. Right. And then a week later, it was, I'll continued, you know, hearing from people. I think I might've told 5 people that I was looking for a new place, and I was very selective about who I told. I don't even think I told 5 people, but they were in the real estate business. I honestly think it was less. One person who is a beautiful new friend of mine and very much on the same path that we are now, she said to me, Gladys, your only job right now is not to look for anything or make something happen. Your only job is to be ready to receive what the universe has for you, because it is going to be even more amazing, more spectacular, so surprising that you are not going to believe how easily it comes to you. And I loved that she was able to hold that space for me. And so my daily practice was monitoring my emotions. How am I feeling? If I was feeling anxious, doing the reset remedy, reminding myself of all the times that the universe has always taken care of me and I've manifested beautiful things in my life. And then focusing on how is it going to feel when this home, whatever this home looks like, wherever this home is, how is it going to feel when I'm living in it? And really focusing on amplifying those feelings as if that desire has already come true. And that is something that you guys want to start cultivating over and over and over again in little baby steps. So fast forward to now, the last step after I got a little wobbly, because the home is in a brand new area. It wasn't in my, I'm going to live in this community, that community, or that community. It's in a different community that I hadn't even considered. And there was a little bit of back and forth. Once Ula, when you noticed that I was wobbling again, and being indecisive, should I do a year? Should I do 6 months? What if I, you know, all that kind of technical details. The minute I started doing the back and forth, the owners came back with back and forth. Mm-hmm. So it's important to remember, like, how do you want this process to go? By the way, I've had no issues at my current unit, probably because I know I'm leaving. I don't give a shit anymore. So the new tenant that comes in here is going to have a shitload of issues, but they came with the house when I moved in and they're going to go back to the house when I leave, right? But the back and forth that the owners had with me for a day was really reflective of my flip-floppiness. And that was also a key moment to recognize that. So remember, you guys, your outer reality is solely a reflection of your inner state, right? So that has all led us to me this morning getting a message saying that the owners have accepted my terms. These are terms that Ula helped me put together that would allow everybody to feel joyous about this next chapter. And in 1 week, I will be in my new home.
So exciting. I'm so happy for you, honey. Oh my gosh. I'm so, so, so excited.
Thank you, honey. And thank you so much, sweetie, for just holding my hand and guiding me and really just making space for this to be a beautiful time of practicing and implementing everything that we've been teaching.
Of course, of course. And that is actually how you can help other people around you. If you want to help somebody, hold them in the space of expansiveness, of love, of their dreams. And if somebody tells you their dream, don't start looking at things that could go wrong.
Right.
Hold space for that dream. You can be that change. Mm-hmm. Even if you're still yourself in a space of flip-flopping and, you know, not being very clear on your own dreams, if you hear somebody else talking about their dream, you can still hold them in the space of expansiveness. And yeah, the dreams come true.
They come true, and they come true easily. And, yes. Right? So one thing, sweetie, that I want to memorialize on this podcast and that I think will be valuable for everybody is, you know, yesterday when I accepted their terms, actually, and then they came back and they said, well, actually, those aren't going to be the terms. We want to change it. And I realized why there was so much flip-flop. Like, I got a little bit of insight into where the owners are coming from. Last night, I took a moment to connect to their souls and just really drop in and reach out to them on an energetic level and send them love. And it was a little prayer for them that they are coming from a place where they also are feeling uncertain in this transition, and they want to feel safe, secure, protected, and loved. That's the reset remedy, you guys. So I did a prayer for them of really sending them that assurance and being able to step into that energetic space with them, where I was so excited with them, for them and with them, that I would be in this beautiful new home. So excited to see their worries wash away. So excited to see them elated that they made the right choice and to feel confident that this was the best thing possible for them. And to also assist in some of the washing away of the difficulties that have surrounded them that led to some of the uncertainty in our negotiation process. So that became a beautiful pivotal point for me to end yesterday, because I hadn't heard back on my proposal. And then this morning, after I meditated, after I did my gratitude journaling, I got the text that said, they've accepted your terms. So never underestimate the power of sending love.
Yeah. And they're your terms, honey. They're your terms.
I know. I know. It feels incredible. So for everybody today to walk away and start to have the owners in your life agree to your own terms, what would you encourage, Ula, for folks to be able to practice?
Reset remedy. That's always our number one. Meditation, gratitude journaling, any kind of journaling, actually. We talked about, I can't remember, maybe 3-4 episodes ago, we talked about scripting, where you kind of write down this scenery and how it feels to be in the end result that you want.
Yeah.
And again, be very, very, very gentle with yourself, because you've been flip-flopping all your life. You've been doubting all your life. It is not going to happen overnight. It is not going to happen in a day, but it will happen. If you go keep doing this for 7 days, 14 days, a month, 2 months, however long it takes, it's going to work. Mm-hmm. Because it's life. That's how life works.
Yeah.
We just learned the opposite. We learned the crap way. So now you have to unlearn that and learn a new way.
I love that. And let's look at my process. It worked in 2 weeks.
Right?
2 weeks, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I did very little efforting or doing.
Yes.
I didn't find this home, you guys. It was definitely just allowing things to unfold and then to just pay attention when there was an excited moment, when I saw the pictures and I was like, holy shit. And then managing your emotions afterwards. So.
Yes. Am I worthy of it? You got to have it. Maybe I can have it. Maybe I can have it.
Well, and let's dive into that. Let's dive into some of the crunchy areas that some of you guys might be experiencing. Because again, I just know that I've been one of those people when I listen to inspirational teachers or guides that have talked about manifesting, law of attraction, meditation, I've gotten easily turned off because I find that the process doesn't really reveal the how. And then the how doesn't always work for Gladys. Okay. And so one thing that I want us to talk about today is when there is an effort to do things differently, and then we're not fully tapped into our nervous system, what can happen is that we miss signs and cues from our nervous system or our body that are actually telling us, I don't feel safe enough to proceed with this. Mm-hmm. So I'm not ready. I'm not buying this. That is actually where you then start to create resistance if you don't address it, right? And I was sharing with Ula when I saw pictures of the place, it had been listed for 28 days. The only reason I saw it, the pictures, was because a couple agents had said, nothing's available. Everything's full. This is high season. But try Craigslist. And I'm like, I'm not going to find anything on Craigslist. Like, that's not how it's going to come. But one day I was in a really relaxed state and I was sitting on the couch and I'm like, maybe it's different in Mexico. I don't know. And I get on there and there was a listing that had been there for 28 days. So it was an actual old listing, but I decided to call the agent anyway, the property manager. When I got to that place of seeing that home, and I told Ula about it, right? And you left a lot of room for me to like feel into, am I going to go for it 100%? And when I found out it was still available and I got to see it that exact same day, and then the next day we're talking about the contract, I went into a place when it was clear that things were going my way. I got into a place of not feeling the joy. Like I felt it quickly, but then I felt it go away just as fast. And this was an indication to me that there's something about how I navigate these transition moments, moments of change, that is actually getting in my way. And what I shared with you, Ula, was that I believe, and this is very much, you know, the frame in which I've been trained as a psychologist, but also what I've experienced in life, those of us that come from chronic trauma. Okay, so I'm talking about repeated traumatic events, situations, environments where we've had to adapt to preparing for quote unquote danger, other shoe to drop, something bad to happen over a sustained period of time. That becomes the default of our brain. And it becomes the programming of your nervous system. Okay. Your nervous system is there to protect you. So if you go to an expansive, joyful state, like, oh my God, my dream's coming true. I can't believe this. Right there, when you say, I can't believe this, you are saying, I'm not going to believe that this is happening for me. So unconscious. And then what we start to do is then look for all the evidence that supports that belief of, I can't believe this. So it becomes a protective mechanism. And I do think it's harder for people that have been through a lot of traumatic instances or have a hard time. Maybe it might not be trauma necessarily, but you have a hard time with change. And Ula, sweetie, when you were hearing, you know, me talk about this, like what came up for you? Because I think it's such a rich place where, you know, when you are so evolved on this journey that you know everything serves and everything is of our creation and you are the creator of your own reality. How does looking at that other reality too of trauma and how that actually conditions our brains in a certain pathway, how that might be a beautiful opportunity to work with things differently and how to work with them differently?
When you come from a place of trauma, you are actually going to see results. I don't know if I want to really call them results, but you're going to see the results of your changed thought pattern faster because you have been in such a tight space in your heart, in your mind, in your nervous system. Once you let that go and you start releasing that, the whole world is going to change around you very, very quickly. So that it's a really, really beautiful place to come from, even though it might not feel very beautiful at the moment. And again, just be super gentle with yourself. Don't beat yourself up if nothing happens in the next 10 minutes or an hour. And let yourself dream. I think that's a big thing for a lot of people. I hear this over and over again that I'm just not going to dream too big so I won't be disappointed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's no life. That's no life. You're just merely existing when you do that. So let go. Let go.
And the letting go, more and more I learn from you, Ula, and just kind of see how you navigate through your challenging moments that come up. And the more I practice what we're sharing with you today, letting go doesn't mean you don't care or you turn your back to what happens, but rather it's you're letting go of resisting the angst, you know, or letting go of the angst as much. Like the resistance is really what we're referring to.
Yeah, and letting go of that tightness in your nervous system.
Yeah.
You're letting go of that. It feels like you can finally breathe.
Mm-hmm. And that can be scary if you've been living decades not breathing very much or very shallowly, right? But a great easy practice, very simple practice is when you feel that excitement, oh my God, my dream might be possible. It's be very aware of your self-talk. And if it's a, oh my God, is this possible for me? I can't believe it. Notice it. Ula often talks about catching yourself and then shift it to, of course, this is possible for me. Why wouldn't it be? And one thing that Ula, I think, did you say it last episode? I know you've said it to me several times, is I get to have this.
Yes.
Right? It's super powerful. We're actually going to be doing a meditation soon for you guys to really help you feel into that energy of you getting to have your dreams come true.
Yeah. And life seems to be easy.
Yeah. Once you're on that path, then whether it's trauma, whether it's just a tough time with change, whatever it is, it doesn't mean you ignore it because then that voice gets louder, but rather you honor it and you practice also honoring the other end of the spectrum. And the best way to do this is through your emotions. So I had a moment when my heart got really expansive And then it immediately shut down with, oh my God, is this even rational? Does this make sense? Why do I need such a huge home? It's just me and my dog. Do I actually need this much space? Is this ridiculous? I'm going to be judged. All this stuff started to come up and it wiped away the emotion. So I just practiced staying on that path of feeling the emotion of my dream coming true. And that is where you can practice letting go of the resistance versus feeling like you need to wade through all the layers and rehashing the trauma and all that stuff that just keeps you in that energy of trauma. So this is a very gentle, simple way to start to make a tiny shift that will allow you to have an easier time welcoming in what's already waiting for you.
And the owners agree to your terms.
Yeah. So should we leave folks with a practice? What are you feeling like today?
I think the good practice, we already talked about it. I think the good practice for this is your reset remedy, meditation, and gratitude journaling. There's three things that you need to do now. We started with one, the reset remedy, and then we've been adding the meditation in there, and now we're going to add that gratitude journaling. Do you want to tell how you do your gratitude journaling?
Oh, I keep it really freaking simple. I am grateful for, and just really reflecting on the day before. That's a beautiful thing for me, is to start my day reflecting on what I was grateful for the day previously, and then what I'm grateful for in the current moment.
Yep. So keep it simple. Mm-hmm. Just keep it simple. Reset remedy. There's the link in show notes. Meditation, we can actually throw a link to our meditation there too. If you prefer a shorter one, you can just meditate for 2 minutes if it's your first time. And then keep the gratitude journaling very simple.
Awesome. And I'm also going to put in a link to a meditation that I was trying to do almost every night. And I was mostly successful with that, but it's a practice from Neville Goddard, super powerful, isn't it wonderful? And this will help you. I love listening to it right before I go to bed as I'm in my bed so that I immediately fall asleep in that emotional, energetic space of my dream already having coming true. How do you say that? Of my dream having
come true. I can't speak English all of a sudden. You want me to say it in Finnish?
I could probably say it better in Spanish. Both of us have English as a second language, so this is what happens sometimes. We fumble on our words.
Yeah. We speak Finnish and Spanish as our first languages. So.
Perfect. All right, you guys.
Finnish and Spanish.
That's so funny.
All right. So now you have your exercise, and we have our new email address on the show notes too. So you can DM us on Instagram and you can send us emails. We love to hear from you.
Yay. Until next time.
Until next time.